Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Heal Your Gut, Save Your Brain by Dr. Partha Nandi. MD explores the fast-growing science of the gut-brain connection and argues that digestive health is not just about avoiding discomfort, but about protecting mood, focus, memory, and long-term cognitive resilience. Written for a general audience, the book frames the digestive tract as a command center that communicates with the brain through nerves, hormones, immune signals, and the microbiome. Dr. Nandi presents a practical, pillar-based approach aimed at reducing chronic inflammation, supporting a healthier microbial balance, and strengthening the gut barrier so that the brain is exposed to fewer inflammatory triggers. Along the way, he connects everyday issues such as bloating, fatigue, anxiety, and brain fog with lifestyle drivers like processed food, poor sleep, chronic stress, and toxin exposure. The central promise is actionable. By improving what happens in the gut, readers can create conditions that support clearer thinking, steadier energy, and better mental well-being over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the gut-brain axis and why your microbiome matters. A core theme is that the brain does not operate in isolation. The gut communicates with the nervous system through the vagus nerve, with the endocrine system through stress and appetite hormones, and with the immune system through inflammatory signaling. Within that network, the microbiome functions like an ecological community that can amplify health or vulnerability depending on diversity, stability, and diet. The book emphasizes that microbial byproducts influence neurotransmitter pathways, immune tone, and the permeability of the gut lining. When the microbiome shifts toward imbalance, the body may produce more inflammatory molecules, the gut barrier can weaken, and the brain may experience downstream effects such as poor concentration, irritability, or low mood. Instead of treating symptoms separately, the pillar model encourages readers to look for root drivers that repeatedly disturb gut signaling, including processed foods, high sugar intake, chronic stress, inadequate sleep, and sedentary routines. The practical implication is that cognitive optimization is not only about brain training or supplements. It is also about building a gut environment that supports calmer immune activity and steadier metabolic regulation, which in turn promotes more reliable mental performance. Secondly, reducing inflammation by changing the daily food pattern. The book presents food as a primary lever because diet shapes microbiome composition and affects inflammatory load within hours and days. Rather than focusing on one trendy restriction, the approach highlights patterns that repeatedly correlate with better metabolic and cognitive outcomes, higher fiber intake, more plant variety, adequate protein, and healthier fats. It also draws attention to common irritants in a modern diet, such as ultra-processed foods, excess added sugars, frequent refined carbohydrates, and alcohol overuse, all of which may worsen gut irritation and promote inflammatory signaling. A key idea is that feeding beneficial microbes requires consistent prebiotic fibers from foods like vegetables, legumes, and whole grains, while also maintaining stable blood sugar to avoid energy crashes that mimic brain fog. Readers are guided to make gradual, repeatable upgrades, such as building meals around minimally processed ingredients, increasing color and diversity on the plate, and paying attention to how specific foods affect digestion and mental clarity. The value of this topic is its practicality. Small dietary changes can compound, improving bowel regularity, reducing bloating, and supporting more stable mood and attention. Thirdly, repairing the gut barrier and supporting digestive function. Another major topic is the integrity of the gut lining, often discussed in public health conversations as barrier function. The book explains why a resilient barrier matters. It helps keep irritants and microbial fragments from triggering persistent immune activation. When the barrier is compromised, the body may respond with systemic inflammation, which can affect the brain through cytokine signaling and altered neurotransmitter balance. The author frames barrier support as a combination of removing repeated stressors and adding restorative habits. This includes identifying patterns that worsen symptoms, such as frequent NSAID use without medical oversight, low-fiber diets, dehydration, erratic meal timing, and chronic sleep loss. Digestive function is also treated as a whole system involving stomach acid, bile flow, enzyme activity, and motility. If any part is strained, food may not be processed efficiently, leading to discomfort and potentially fueling microbial imbalance. The reader takeaway is a structured way to think, stabilize meals, prioritize hydration and fiber, consider medically appropriate testing when symptoms persist, and choose strategies that calm irritation before chasing quick fixes. Improved gut function is presented as a foundation for clearer thinking and steadier energy. Fourthly, stress, sleep, and the vagus nerve as cognitive multipliers. The book links mental stress to physical gut changes, showing how chronic activation of the stress response can slow digestion, increase sensitivity, disturb the microbiome, and heighten inflammation. This stress-gut loop is important because it often explains why people can eat well yet still struggle with symptoms or brain fog during demanding periods. A practical emphasis is placed on sleep as a biological reset that affects appetite hormones, glucose control, immune regulation, and emotional stability. Poor sleep can increase cravings for processed foods, reduce impulse control, and worsen digestive irregularity, creating a predictable spiral. The vagus nerve is positioned as a key communication pathway that can be supported through relaxation techniques and routines that shift the body toward a calmer state. While the specific tools can vary by person, the book encourages consistent practices that are simple enough to maintain. A wind-down routine, reduced late-night screens, regular movement, breathing exercises, and boundaries around work stress. The bigger message is that gut healing is not only a food plan, it is a nervous system plan, and supporting parasympathetic balance can amplify both digestive comfort and mental clarity. Lastly, a five-pillar roadmap for long-term brain protection. The organizing structure of the book is its five-pillar roadmap, which reframes gut and brain improvement as an ongoing system rather than a short detox. The pillars are used to coordinate nutrition, lifestyle, and health monitoring in a way that feels actionable for everyday life. Instead of relying on a single supplement or strict elimination plan, the reader is encouraged to build durable routines that support microbial diversity, reduce inflammation, improve metabolic health, and protect the gut-brain signaling network. This long-term framing matters because cognitive decline and chronic digestive issues typically develop over time, influenced by repeated exposures and habits. The book also underscores personalization, people differ in tolerances, symptom triggers, and medical history, so progress comes from observing patterns, adjusting gradually, and seeking clinical guidance when needed. The result is a plan that aims to improve both current functioning and future resilience, including better energy, fewer digestive flare-ups, improved mood stability and sharper focus. By using pillars rather than rigid rules, the approach supports sustainability and helps readers avoid the all-or-nothing mindset that often derails health changes. In conclusion, this book is a strong fit for readers who experience recurring digestive discomfort, fatigue, anxiety, or brain fog, and suspect these issues may be connected. It is also valuable for anyone interested in preventive health, especially people who want a practical framework for protecting cognitive function through daily habits rather than relying only on brain-specific hacks. The benefit to the reader's life comes from its systems view. It connects food choices, stress, sleep, inflammation, and microbial balance into a coherent roadmap, making it easier to identify which changes are most likely to move the needle. By emphasizing sustainable routines, it supports improvements that often translate into steadier energy, clearer concentration, better mood regulation, and more predictable digestion. Compared to similar books that focus narrowly on a single diet trend or a supplement list, this title stands out for its pillar-based structure and its emphasis on the gut as a driver of whole-body signaling. The approach encourages personalized experimentation while keeping the goal clear: create a calmer, better-nourished internal environment that supports the brain. For readers who want a structured plan and a motivating rationale to follow through, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Dr. Khan, Partha Nandi, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.